This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
As we read through the Quran, we don't realize that many of the verses we read and even memorize actually have stories behind them. Stories of events that happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions radiallahu anhum. In this series, we will go on a journey behind the revelations to learn the stories and reasons why different verses of the Quran have been sent down, taking our understanding of the revelation to another level. When diseases and plagues spread, it's natural that people become scared. They're scared of death. In the Quran, Allah told us the story of the people who ran from their own village out of fear of death. The people in this village, when they heard that the plague was spread, they came together and they said, let's run, let's go to an area where there's no plague in order to be safe. Allah mentioned the story in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ. Have you not seen those who fled from their houses? وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ, and their thousands, حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ, fearing death. وَقَالَ لَهُمَ اللَّهُ مُوتُوا ثُمَّ أَحْيَاهُمْ. So Allah said to them, die, and then He brought them back to life. This village was a village from the people of Bani Israel, and as Allah described them in the Quran, that they were uluf. Some of the scholars mentioned they were 4,000, 8,000, some said 12 or 30 or 40 or 70. We don't know the exact number, but Allah mentioned that they're uluf, which means that they're going to be more than 10,000. Because in the Arabic language, uluf is going to be 10,000 and more, and alaf, for the thousands, is going to be less than 10,000. Allah wanted to teach them and those who come after them a lesson, that you cannot run from death. And we know from the teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if we are in a land that has been afflicted with the plague, that we're not allowed to leave that land. And if we hear of a land that has the plague, that we're not allowed to enter into that land. And that's why Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he was the Khalifa and he was traveling towards the Sham area, when he heard about the plague, he refused to enter into the city. Some of the Sahaba and those around him, they thought, what are you fearing? Are you fearing death? They said, are you running from the Qadr of Allah? And he said, نَفِرُّ مِنْ قَدْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَى قَدْرِ اللَّهِ. He said, we run from the Qadr of Allah to the Qadr of Allah, because Allah teaches us to take with the means. If we know there's a plague in the city, then we have to avoid it. Something interesting that the scholars of Tafsir mentioned, when you reflect on this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, the verse that comes right after it, it's the command from Allah to fight in the path of Allah. And when you fight in the path of Allah, what might happen? You might die. Allah wants to train us not to fear death. Wherever we're going to be and death is written for us, it's going to happen. Even if we're in Burujin Mushayyada and high lofty towers, if your death is written for you, it's going to catch you even there. The spread of such diseases and plagues, it reminds us of the reality of death. It becomes so widespread. And this is what Islam wants from us. Allah doesn't want us to fear death. He wants us to realize the reality of death and be prepared for it. Mm-hmm.